Okay. I think, can you hear me in your ears?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me turn off this music here. There we go. All right. Well, welcome. Welcome to History Happy Hour. So this is like episode, like, I don't even know, something of season three of History Happy Hour. Today, you're my guest, Trevor. Introduce yourself.
Hey guys, it's me, Trevor.
And describe our relationship.
I've known Josh going on 8 years now.
Eight?
We went to high school together, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I asked you to come on to my history radio show, be my guest, and the first thing you start doing is just making up stuff. I like it. I think this is going to be a good show.
That is just radio. That's good radio.
Yeah. You know, my family's told me many times I have a face for radio, which is a little funny because we're all family, so we have pretty much the same face.
Do you look like your dad?
Yeah, I think so. As I've gotten older, I'm like, oh yeah, I do look like my dad.
Must be a handsome fellow.
A little bit. He's adorable.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. Do you look like your dad?
I do.
This is like the best part about like having the radio show here. I can just like wave at people as they're walking by. There's a group of, for the people listening at home, there's a group of like 12 people that just walked by the window. Mostly lacrosse players.
Do you want to talk about the Green Revolution?
Sure. What is the Green Revolution?
I got to remember what it is. I'm not reading it. Set of research technology transfer initiatives occurring between 1950 and the late 1960s increased agricultural production in parts of the world, beginning most markedly in the late 1960s. Is that interesting, Josh?
Yeah, that's great. You know, 50s, 60s, baby boomers, they had to eat.
Okay, how about agrochemicals instead?
Whatever you want, you know.
Hmm.
I can buy some more time if you want to find something.
No.
How was your week?
It was good. The days blend together, you know.
A little bit, yeah.
At
the beginning of this week, I was very much like on autopilot.
Yeah,
I'm definitely feeling the end of the semester.
Did you see Dune?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, right?
I don't know.
Oh man, come on, man.
I liked it. I don't even know like what happened in it. You know, if you like asked me about like characters or groups or like any of the names of anything, I would not be able to tell you. But
even Tim's. That's what I call Timothy Chalamet.
No, I mean, yeah, I know that it's Timothy Chalamet. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just be like, yeah, that's Tim.
Do you know who he plays?
He's like...
His name is Paul.
Paul, yeah, that's
like
the one.
Apostle.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could talk about the apostles.
Sure. I'm down.
This is a Bible radio show now.
I can plug in my phone, play some church music.
That sounds
in
great.
The background.
Dude, why didn't you have that beforehand? Why didn't you have the church music?
When we were like at home, I was doing this radio show just like on my laptop, and I didn't have anything going on, so I'd like add some music to the beginning. There's like a little intro song. It was pretty good, actually.
This is some Gregorian chants.
All right, hold on.
Rocks. Yeah.
Let me grab this here.
Can we sing along to it?
Can you?
I probably.
Yeah.
No.
How's your Latin?
I'm so rusty. I haven't spoken in a while.
Okay. Hold on. Let me. We're not supposed to play anything that we don't own. So for people listening at home, I own all of this music. Yeah. What makes a Gregorian chant a Gregorian chant? Hold on, let me see if this is
something about Pope Gregory. Going.
Oh, I can hear it. It's not very loud. Oh, okay, there we go. Hold on. Okay. We'll just have this on.
Yeah.
Pope Gregory.
Oh, how about the gay popes? You know about them?
Gay popes?
There's like multiple, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. According to advocate.com, 21 gay popes.
Didn't they have all those like orgies and stuff? Like, I feel like, you know, some men slip in there, like it's fine.
I feel like what you're doing is sacrilege right now.
What?
No. It's you know. True.
In Assassin's Creed Brotherhood or something like that, I killed one of the popes, so
at
least I beat him up. I don't know if you ever played that.
Which one?
I think it was Brotherhood.
Was it Brotherhood?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't play Brotherhood. I played Revelation. Oh, no. Great game.
It's a good one, too. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah, those are fun. Yeah. It's a good,
we can talk about
good
Assassin's
time.
Creed.
Yeah. I haven't played any of the new ones.
Yeah, me neither.
The last one I played was the Egypt one. And I was like, wasn't for me. Dude, those are good.
Okay. I got this list of sexually active popes.
Okay.
I don't know if you've read this before.
Yeah, many times, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I have two. All right, hold on.
Okay, list. Yeah, okay. It's just on Wikipedia. Dang.
Have you actually read this?
No.
Oh, it's very good.
No. Starting off with Saint Peter. Still sainted. I mean, at what point was it like bad to have relationships? I feel like that wasn't like a start of a thing.
Yeah, that's a real lame thing to start off with.
Widowed before he was elected as pope.
This is a good one. Popes alleged to be sexually active during pontificate.
Yeah, I guess that's a little different.
So they were wearing the bicuspid and everything.
Because some of these are saying like they were married before they became priests or whatever. I just assumed that was like as soon as you were married you'd also couldn't become like a priest, but I guess that makes sense, you know. You ever see the movie The Two Popes?
I did. It was very good.
Yeah, that
it was
one,
real fun.
That was so heartwarming. At the end when they watched the soccer together, the football.
Yes.
Yeah. I know you need that translation there.
Soccer?
You big football fan?
Like soccer or like football?
Like soccer.
I enjoy it. I don't really follow any teams.
Like Pope Frank.
The
current one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what you call him?
Yeah, I just call him Frank. Yeah. You know, we grew up in Argentina. Where is he from?
He's from Argentina. Yeah.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Yeah. You know, I have a whole radio show, and we talk about very serious things. So I gotta know a thing or two.
I got a guy for you, if you're ready.
Yeah.
If you're ready for this guy.
Okay.
Are you familiar with John the Seventh? Wait, no. This is that's 12.
John 12. Okay. No. Pope John 12. Is it just Pope John 12? Pope
yeah,
John the 12?
I don't
know.
He's the 12th one.
The 12th John.
So this guy, pretty funny. He was accused by adversaries of adultery and incest.
Wait, when did he live?
Oh, this was, by the way, 1980. 955 AD to
965.
964 AD is when he was Papa in charge.
So this guy, just before 1,000.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, just before the Crusades. Wait, that was thousands, right?
I don't know. Isn't the Crusade? I don't like know when the first one was. I associate them with like 1,200.
That's probably right. Yeah. Children's Crusade. That's another good one.
Yeah, fun. Man, those kids.
Yeah.
I don't know whose idea that was. Like, I don't even know.
I would not let my kid travel to Jerusalem to fight a holy war.
They didn't even get there.
It's bad parents. That was the real. That was the real catastrophe.
I mean, how young were they? Was it like
exactly.
Children's Crusade? Like
no, but that's the thing. Like, if they consider them children, like that's pretty young.
Yeah,
you usually
that's
you would
true.
Just die at like 14.
Mm-hmm.
You were like an adult.
Because I don't know if the oldest among them was like 20 or something, that'd be pretty bad.
I imagine like straight up like toddlers with like, with like yeah. swords. Yeah.
Oh my God. And they're like, hell yeah, we're going to, I don't know if I can say it. I can probably say that. Yeah. There. They're
say
like,
what?
You know, we're going to go kill, fight and kill for Jesus or whatever. Except with higher pitched voices. Dude, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about like 5-year-olds with swords.
Did they? Were they even armed, or did they just like?
They had to have been armed. There's no way.
Like, at least a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, a few spears here and
yeah.
there. But there's like no way. There's no way like people were making armor and stuff for these kids.
I mean, I can't imagine it was that hard. It's like tiny pieces of armor. And also, were they going there to like fight the people who like adults or like other children?
So when I've heard about this, they were like, okay, they're children, so they're not like tainted by the world. They're like they're more pure, and like free of sin. So. They'll stay protected because they're so pure and childish. I don't know.
Okay, so then that I thought the Catholic Church's like idea of like when you the age at which you're not automatically pure was like 6 years old or something.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. That's what I grew up hearing.
Just like automatically pure.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
What if
my parents just could be lying to me?
Yeah.
Probably it.
I what does that mean though? Like a 5-year-old is like an angel always?
I could not tell you.
Yeah, I have some nephews and they're not always, you know, free of sin.
That's just nephews.
True.
Oh.
You have any nephews, nieces? I think your brother just called you.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. He sounded kind of old.
Yeah, he's old. He's 26. No nieces, no nephews.
No.
Wait, hold on. I technically do. Her name is Alex.
Technically?
Oops, sorry. By marriage.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the end of that story. I don't really know Alex.
Okay. Yeah.
I think she lives in Mexico.
Sweet.
So I've never met this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. All
right.
Do you want to hear more about John the 12th?
Yeah. All
right, check this out.
Yeah.
This guy, come on. Benedict of Soracht. Do you know him?
I just call him Benny, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're on the same page. Benny mm-hmm. noted that he had a collection of women.
This is... Like Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm, this is John the 12th, in case you're wondering. According to Liet Prand of Cremona, they testified about his adultery, which they did not see with their own eyes, but nonetheless knew with certainty. He had blah, blah, blah. He did a bunch of stuff. Oh, there's a huge list of the stuff he's done. Hold on. Let me just skip through this.
Oh, he became a pope in his late teenage years or early 20s? How long was he pope? For like 11 years.
Okay, I like this quote. According to Chamberlain, which is a... historian, I think. Pope John the 12th was a Christian Caligula. His crimes were rendered particularly horrific by the office he held. Some sources say that he died 8 years after being stricken by paralysis while in the act of adultery. Other
poor guy.
That is the worst. Wait, or is it the best? There's no way that
I feel like if the Pope was paralyzed, right? Mm. There should be some way to like get him out of there, you know.
Like, get him out of there.
Like, he can't be Pope anymore.
He's
paralyzed.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Is that
especially in like the 900s? I don't know.
Oh, there's just. Sorry, I'm.
Oh yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah, keep going.
I'm being
keep
shocked by this. These are real lame.
There's a. there's a great painting here or a drawing or something of the Pope being thrown out of the window. Did you see this one? So for the listeners at home, there's the Pope in just some like a white long thing here, and then there's a bearded man clearly throwing him out of the window. It's quite high up. You cannot see the ground here. And then in the background screaming is a fully nude woman. There's one voluptuous breast hanging out in clear view. And it looks like the artist really spent some time with that one. But the Pope is clearly marked as the Pope because he's got like a cross around his neck. And he's got a bowl for some reason. I don't know what the bowl is. But it's saying, according to legend, an outraged nobleman defenestrated John after he beheaded the man's wife. Which is interesting because then who is the woman? Because she clearly has a head in this image here.
Yeah, who is
it? So it's just someone else who's in shock about this.
Man, they couldn't make paintings like that these days. PC culture would never let us draw pictures of killing the Pope.
True. I think he also quarreled with, it looks like the Holy Roman Emperor Otto.
Yeah, they had a beef. I remember, I actually, yeah.
Yeah?
I did know that, actually.
I mean, you know, popes and emperors be beefing.
Well, Otto was like a major loser from what I remember.
A major loser?
Yeah, you gotta be a loser. Like, have
Otto the First? I mean, people named other people Otto.
Yeah.
Even after him. Like, how many people do you know are named Caligula nowadays? Like, people didn't name their children after Caligula.
There is no Hitler, too.
Yeah. Oh man, there's got to be some Hitlers out there, right?
There's like actually a documentary about this called Those with the Name Hitler or something.
Oh no,
and they're all like real sad. One of them's got like a big like face tattoo of an eagle, and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
he was like born with the name Hitler too.
Oh,
weird guy.
I mean, You can surely like change that, like
absolutely
if you wanted
just
to
change the name,
right? So still got chance going on, but like, you know, Hitler. Okay, hot take of the night.
No, no, oh, no, no.
Hitler, kind of a bad guy. If I had the last name Hitler, I would want to change it. But some people kind of like Hitler and what he did, you know, what he stood for.
It's food for thought.
Yeah. Me, not at all. Not at all. Not a fan.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Me
just
too.
Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah. Not a bad guy. Or real nasty.
But, you know, like certainly his dogs, they must have thought he was great, you know?
Yeah.
They Blondie. Didn't know what was going on. Blondie, the dog, yeah. Like, you know how dogs are like, you know, they're like owners, like the best people in the world. Like, yeah. Blondie had a distorted view there.
That poor doggy.
Just had no idea. Does that make the dog bad?
Maybe. Surely not.
Maybe.
Surely not.
Yeah, I feel
the
like
dog wasn't up there on the podium with him.
I feel like dogs can sniff that kind of thing out a little bit, though. And like he was sniffing something, or she? I don't know. Blondie's a boy or girl. You know, decided it was okay with that. I'm gonna turn down this chance just a little bit. We'll get Gregorius or whatever. Gregory.
Greg. Yeah.
Greg.
I've got a list here. I've got another one.
I like that you're just finding all of these.
16 history jokes we dare you not to laugh at.
is this a BuzzFeed?
No, this is...
Oh, my God.
Are you familiar with weareteachers.com?
Okay, weareteachers.com. Mm-hmm. Where I go for all of my jokes.
Okay, do you want me to hit you with one of these?
Yes, please.
Keep in mind, you can't laugh too hard. It'll like clip the mic, I think. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wait, no, that's not it.
No, okay. Do what? I need to start off with knock, knock?
No, I got it. Okay, how about this? Why were the early days of history called the Dark Ages?
Just a bad premise to start off with. I'm just going to say it's not what the Dark Ages were. But anyways, why?
Hey, I didn't write the joke. Because there were so many knights.
Okay. Great, yeah.
Do you like get it?
Because Dark Ages, knights. Yeah. It's not when history started. What does that mean?
What are these
the
for
early days of history?
Yeah, I know. I know. What are these for kids? Oh, yeah, they are for kids. Yeah.
No.
Funny history.
Wait, is this a woman singing a Gregorian chant? Is that allowed?
They could be the castratos. You know?
I don't know. They're speaking Latin, so I feel like it's good enough. All right. Hit me with another.
Oh, crap. I went away from it. Can I say crap on this?
You know,
yeah, I got another.
Maybe. I feel like that one's not, you know, not too hard. And you know what? How many people are even listening? We can see. Still four.
That's pretty good.
Still four. Yeah. I saw you put this on your something.
I
some
did.
Social media.
I'm trying, yeah.
Yeah. There's actually a History Happy Hour Instagram page that I keep forgetting about.
Oh, I should have.
Yeah.
Let me follow. Oh, let me give you a joke first.
Let me do this first.
Where was the Declaration of Independence sign?
I think I've heard this one before.
Okay.
In Pennsylvania, of course.
It's at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah. Man, these are really funny.
Gotten two so far. Well, so it's 7:25 now. So it's been about 20 minutes or so, and I've been committed to keeping up. There's a little note here that says don't forget, underlined actually, don't forget. And almost every time I forget, despite the underline.
I think you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to forget.
Yeah. So it says you're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas every 20 minutes. So I did it.
That was pretty good.
Next time you can do it with me. So
okay, yeah, I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah. Next 20 minutes. So I also recorded myself for the radio show in general. Apparently they've been doing like little like breakdowns, like basically you're listening to KHDX or whatever. But I was like, hey, come listen to History Happy Hour at 7 o'clock on Fridays. And I don't think that worked. I don't think my numbers have ticked up whatsoever. And now I'm thinking about it, you know, I don't think a lot of people listen to this radio show anyways, like in general. It's not the most popular radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're here every week. Are you enjoying it? Have you found something cool? I see you, like, tapping away.
let me just think of funny stuff I remember.
What's your favorite CIA cover up?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or something like something like that. Something in that nature.
Well, they killed JFK.
Yeah?
You know, actually it was former President George H.W. Bush who killed John F. Kennedy.
He had the rifle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he was like buddies with Lee Harvey. I'm friends with him, so I can call him Lee Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
But like, okay, get this.
Okay.
Hendricks College endorses all of what I'm about to say.
Right.
So, H.W. Bush, you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Familiar with the guy?
Mm-hmm. He's still alive, right?
Hope not. Well, no. Great man. I think he is.
Yeah?
Very old. Yeah, because there's that video of him like holding up the baseball at the Astrodome.
Yeah? Okay.
Or, what do they call it?
He's like wheelchair bound though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, keep going.
So it's like I'm going to get the dates wrong. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
1958, and he starts working at the CIA after graduating from Yale as a night clerk, which I'd like to add. At Yale, he was part of Skull and Bones, which is really scary if you look it up.
Is that like one of those like Ivy League like societies?
I guess it's not really scary. It's just a bunch of like loser nerds who are like, we're freaking evil. We're crazy. We're going to do like weird rituals. But like they are just like rich nerds.
Okay.
Hello. How was I saying, man? Oh, yeah. Okay, so he graduates Yale and immediately gets a job with the CIA. Weird stuff. And they hire him on as like a night clerk, which like what does that mean?
A night clerk?
It's a night clerk.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So night clerk HW is sorry, I keep getting distracted, dude. I need Adderall prescription.
Just a little bit of meth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Jeez. And he gets sent to Dallas, Texas. Just like
to be
out of nowhere.
A Texan night clerk.
Mm.
Okay.
No. He's working in D.C. or wherever the CIA or thing is D.C. And then he gets sent to Texas one day.
They're like outside of D.C., right? Like in like...
Texas? Yeah.
No.
They're
in like Virginia or something somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe I'm thinking of FBI. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
But in Dallas.
He is, and this is all like true. Like this, there was a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request filed on this. And there's documents showing that he was flown to Dallas to attend a secret meeting or something on Cuban intervention.
Mm-hmm.
It was real hot at the time. Again, this was 1963. He got hired in like 58 or something.
Yeah.
And he flies down on November 21st, 1963, which if you'll recall is the day before JFK died, and flew back the day after he died. And people found out about this and they're like, that's weird, GW or GHW. what were you doing? And he said, I have no idea. I can't recall. And, like, that means almost nothing. I'll concede. But, like, mm-hmm. have you talked to your grandpa about JFK?
No.
Or just, like, they're always like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That's my grandpa.
You know, just how grandpas are, you know. Oh, yeah. they can't speak English. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
that took, like 5 minutes? how about you?
So in the end, what we have to go on is, like, a weird job title at an agency that's known for being secretive about stuff. Like, that's their whole thing. And then two poorly timed flights. That's good enough.
That's
for
exactly
me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me. It's real funny to think that he killed JFK.
Mm-hmm.
H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is.
You ever see the picture of Lee Harvey Oswald with the gun? And then people are like, no, that's photoshopped.
Wait, and then, they got a picture?
No, like, it wasn't of him, like, at the scene. Oh, it was like a different one of him, like, in the backyard or whatever, and he's holding a gun, and people are like, they're like matching the gun with the one that they found.
Maybe a different gun.
Yeah, I think it matched pretty well, but what they were saying is, like, it wasn't Photoshop, obviously, you know, that operating you know, that piece of software wasn't around, but they were like, no, that was a doctored photo, like, look at these shadows and everything. And then it was like this whole conspiracy. And then some poor, like, researcher or whatever went to the exact spot of the photo with, like, another gun. And, like, they took a picture of him, and he's just, like, standing there, like, pretty awkwardly holding this thing. And, like, they're like, okay, all the shadows match up. Like, they must have gone at, like, the same time of year or whatever. And, like, that's got... So because it was just a little bit of a weird, like, angle of, like, the shadows and everything.
Not very flattering.
But I don't know. I'm not a huge conspiracy guy.
There's none you believe?
Like, not, I mean, like
little weird ones?
I don't know. I'm more of, like, you know, if there's some better explanation out there, it's probably that.
Yes.
But... doesn't mean, you know, the government hasn't done some terrible stuff that they, like, own up to. And they're like, yeah, this did happen, and that was really, really bad. You know, like the medical experiments and stuff on and it's like, well, you know, was there, like, a massive government conspiracy to kill the president that just
Well, he hated the CIA. That's the thing. JFK was like, I don't like this. Let me hone this in.
I do not like.
No, that was good.
Yeah. The CIA.
Yeah. That was good.
Thank you. Thank you. I pride myself on my presidential impressions. Oh, my God. That was a.
Can you do.
Going to make me do something now?
Do some impressions. No, can you do Clinton?
Oh my God. Hold on.
That's it. He did do that.
I don't know, man. Every time I think of Clinton, I just think of Dr. Scott. Yeah, and his voice. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I do not believe in
that one's a fun one.
Laffer curve.
What do you think of what do you think of Clinton? What's your takes? You seem pretty cool. I don't know. People in Arkansas tend to like him.
I do not like him.
No.
His whole, like, okay. For example, like Haiti. When he, like, mobilized troops to go to Haiti, we didn't invade or anything, but he was, like, on the brink of it. He was like, what? I'm helping out. And, like, I hate that mindset. I hate, like, oh, things are going bad. We got an MA. And like, he paired
it's
that.
Pretty good.
He paired that with like.
Got a good voice.
Thank you.
Sorry.
He paired that with like pretty appealing, like surface level liberal ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh, he's like a good guy. He's like, he's trying to help out. But he was just straight up trying to invade a country.
Yeah.
And that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Hot take, I don't like invading countries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Mm. Yeah. I mean, he definitely did invade Iraq for a moment.
Yes. Wait.
But the UN said it was okay.
Clinton?
Yeah. That was like one of the first ones. I don't know. Desert something. Desert Shield?
No,
maybe?
I thought that was GW.
No, Clinton did something.
HW. Clinton, he...
It was HW did...
Clinton...
Shield.
No, HW did Shield and Storm.
Oh, my God.
Shield was just putting troops into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah?
Storm was actually going in. Yeah, because the first Gulf War ended in 91, and he left office in 92.
Yeah. All I know is Clinton did some airstrikes, and that was just about it. Yeah.
He did airstrikes in...
But the UN said it was okay.
Yeah, the UN said it was okay.
Yeah, so it's fine. Yeah.
Can't blame him. Somalia. He was in Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Black Hawk Down?
Yeah.
He's like, well, let's go to Somalia. and then I think... Oh, he bombed a, like, Namibian, like, medical, like, factory, like, medicine factory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for no reason. He's like, well, they're terrorists. But it was just people making, like, vaccines. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Other than that, pretty cool what he did with Monica.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got eyes on you at all times.
You ever see her? Still went for it.
Yeah, crazy.
You ever see her on Twitter?
I'd have, yeah.
Yeah.
That poor woman. I mean,
she's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know. I feel like she's like reclaiming her name almost.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she was like just the easy joke for like 20 years.
Yeah.
That sucks. But
I mean, like, in order to work at the White House, you have to be like pretty sharp and like politically aware to like get there in the first place.
I would totally hire her as a campaign advisor.
Unless you're like Donald Trump or whatever.
Mm.
Then you just get there. I don't even know how.
It's magic.
Yeah, still haven't figured out that one.
No, Rudy Giuliani knows magic.
Yeah.
That's how we got in there.
Yeah. Was that like the black line of sweat? It was like the side per,
yeah.
Oh my God, what's it called? Whatever. It was from the magic. That's what I was trying to say.
It was magic. Yeah. Right. Little known fact about him, he does know magic.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That's why I don't hate him. We need more magicians.
Yeah. do you know any?
Me?
Like, personally? Any magicians?
Besides Rudy?
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like the ones that everyone knows, you know, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, David Blaine.
The Rock, probably.
Yeah.
David Blaine.
Wait, David, that's a magician, right?
I think so. Was he the one that like floats or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mind Freak. What is that, David? Hold on.
I think that's right. I don't know.
I kind of feel like David Blaine is a serial killer.
One and the same.
Oh, that's Chris Angel. Who's David Blaine?
Oh, yeah, Chris Angel. That's definitely it. Yeah.
Oh, he's all... Okay, David Blaine is also an illusionist.
Yeah, endurance artist.
He does street magic. That's what it was.
God. What is an endurance art? Oh, is he the guy that like holds his breath for a long time?
Yes.
Oh man. Chris Angel.
Oh, I was remembering a Key Glock lyric. Sorry.
Shoot, what? I just had a thought. Oh my god, I don't know. It's something to do with Bill Clinton. We talked about it in class recently because we were talking about Vietnam, and he like dodged the draft was the big thing. But like wrote like a whole like letter about it. It was like a 4 or 5 page letter. Like it was a long one. And he was like our age when he was doing that. And he was like, I cannot go to Vietnam.
I don't feel like it.
I'm going to go to England.
That sounds freaking lame.
Well, I'm going to be a Rhodes Scholar.
I'm going to Roehampton. I'm going to Roehampton to go party with my bros.
You going to Roehampton?
Me, no.
Didn't you say that? No. Did you say you were looking into that?
Roehampton?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to France.
Oh, France. That's right. Yeah. I'm going to be in Oxford, man.
You're going to be at Oxford?
Yeah, I'm basically Bill Clinton.
Next semester?
Yeah.
We got to hang out, dude.
Okay.
I'll take the train to England.
No, we can meet in the middle.
In the channel?
Yeah.
The channel?
Yeah. We can storm the beaches.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sick. I'm actually, that is actually where I am. I'm, like, going to be living in Normandy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
My grandpa's going to love that. Send him pictures of the beach. He's mm-hmm. like, oh, that's so freaking cool. It's just like the movie.
Your grandpa seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tell him to call in. It's that number right there.
Can I actually do that? That'd be really funny.
If you want to. I'm not doing anything tonight, you know. Get your grandpa in there.
All right, let's see if I can get my grandpa on the
line. Send him a message. I don't know how that works, actually. Oh, no, wait. It's just this and then... Okay, I know how it works.
How about, can I get my brother to call in?
Sure.
He knows a lot about history.
Yeah. I've actually really been wanting to get someone to call in just because I don't know how it works. So if you have someone that's down. how do we get here? We still got our chance going. Oh my gosh. History happy hour. Never know what's going to happen. So we've talked about Pope John.
Mm.
Talked about Bill Clinton. Basically the same person. As far as I can tell.
I did not get paralyzed while in the act of adultery.
And then thrown out of a window.
Oh. That's a pretty sick way to die.
Yeah.
Defenestrated.
Yeah. I'm glad that we have a name for that.
Yeah.
Like, that means like it's a one enough. Word. Yeah. And at least in theory, it also suggests that there's just fenestration, which is being thrown into into a building from outside of a window. You know? Which I'd like to imagine happens just as much. It's just less exciting. So they don't like,
yeah.
It's not like a big event. You ever hear about the second defenestration of Prague or whatever that started the
I've
big
heard
war?
About it. I don't
started
know what it
started like, the 30 Years War or whatever it was between the Catholics and the Protestants that
yeah,
like
Sweden
destroyed
and
Germany.
Holy Roman Empire. Yeah.
And like
Gustavus Adolphus, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That was a thing. And then France came in on the Protestant side and it was a whole thing. You know, what a kerfuffle.
Wait, so who got thrown out of a window?
I think it was some Catholics.
Nice.
Because they were trying to like soothe it over, but then it only got worse. But they survived, and the big thing was like, yeah.
What's the big deal?
So the big thing was like, how did they live? Like they got thrown out of the building. Like they should have died. You know, you got defenestrated.
Yeah.
Like that's a death sentence.
You'll come back
right
from
there.
That.
And. The Protestants said, oh, that's because they fell into a giant pile of horse poop. And it, like, broke their fall or whatever. And the Catholics are like, you know, it was angels. They like, caught them or whatever in the air and let them down gently.
That's really funny.
So.
I really like that.
And then they all fought. There was a poll in Germany a while ago. I don't know, maybe a few years ago. And they were like, at what point in German history was Germany like the weakest and like the most destroyed? And the most popular answer was after the 30 Years' War. It wasn't even like, it wasn't after World War One where they had to surrender because everyone was starving. It wasn't after World War Two and like they got firebombed and everything. They were like, no, it was actually after the 30 Years' War, which is kind of crazy, but it's also might be kind of accurate. Like so many people got caught up in that. Anyways, if you'd like to join me, don't forget, you're listening to KHGX FM, Conway, Arkansas, every 20 minutes.
I forgot to say it with you. I should have, like, prepared a list for this.
A
like,
little list.
Like, stuff yeah. to talk about.
Is anyone going to be calling in?
I asked my brother, but he's like, the dog is barking too much. And, like...
Yeah?
You could go into another room.
You gotta...
That's too difficult, I think.
You gotta... Yeah. Do you have any dogs? Do you have dogs growing up?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I love doggies. I like petting them. I like playing fetch with them, you know.
Yeah. Stuff you do with dogs.
How about you?
Yeah. I had two. There was Gabe and Dylan. Which, in my mind, are very much like dog names, but they're actually real names. Like, there are... whole people named the same name as my dog.
I had a dog named Emma.
That's cute.
It's a popular
I like Emma.
Name.
Yeah. I like names that end with A. Like Emma. For example. What?
What else? I can't think of anything.
Bella. Yeah. Like
Isabella.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It, yeah.
Yeah. Zendaya.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Dune again.
Again. Yeah, bringing it back.
Oh, yeah.
Have you read it?
No, nah, man, I don't read.
Yeah, I don't think people have read things in general.
No, yeah. No, I too long.
Yeah, is it actually? It seems like it would be. Based on how much was going on in that movie, there was like women who can speak really deeply and like really persuasively. I liked that. That was fun.
It was pretty cool.
They were like, come here. I was like, okay. I don't know how that works. But, like, the bagpipes, pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
There's not enough bagpipes around.
Mm-hmm. I also really enjoyed that instead of, like, shooting each other, they all use swords and stuff. Cool. I don't know why.
It's because they got the little, shield thing.
The shields.
And the bullets don't work as good.
But, like, the little darts did. Yeah. I feel like if everyone used those, it would work.
Yeah, why did the little dart work, but like not a bullet?
I don't know.
It's like a dart.
Maybe they just forgot how to make bullets. And they were like, okay, yeah. I guess we'll just use lasers. And they just forgot about it, you know?
It's probably good.
It's so far in the future, you know, it could be whatever. And then... I probably my favorite part of the movie was like the song or whatever. All the people, you know, I'm gonna have to like step away from.
Oh, you get it? Oh, I know what
like,
song
like, you're saying.
Oh man, that was so loud. Just straight up screaming.
it's just out of nowhere. Like,
dude, look at it.
What happened?
Look at the, do you see the volume thing?
Oh, yeah.
Not very good.
And it's just like, the person has the knife or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, handed it to the person. They're just like, you know, it's.
There's a good. You were right. Why did she do that? I would never do that, handing a present to someone.
You just handed someone a weapon.
Merry Christmas. Sorry.
It's like good. It's good. Yeah, it's fine. You know, these are really good microphones. Mm-hmm. They can handle anything. They're like ovals, so it's fine. Oh.
If I whistle, is it really loud?
Go for it. No.
It's not that bad.
It seems like pretty normal.
Yeah.
Man. I remember people were really upset about Dune. On the internet, at least. The circles I fly in.
Yeah, man, even if, like, you didn't, like, you weren't, like, I don't know the word, like, mm-hmm. super into it,
mm-hmm.
it was, like, fun.
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to judge it too harshly until I see like part two in 6 years or whatever when it comes out. When Zendaya finally releases her new perfume line, you know, because that was basically the whole movie.
Her perfume.
Yeah, like her part in it was like a commercial.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know, just wistfully walking around the desert a little bit.
She stabs him at one point. Oh wait. It's a spoiler. It's a dream. It's a dream. He has a dream that she does.
Wait, I thought he stabbed her.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
Huh. Wait, in the dream?
In the dream.
No, I don't think so.
I was not understanding the dreams. Because thought it was, you know, this is just big spoiler territory, but no one's gonna listen to this. That's fine. Yeah. So like, it's supposed to be him like seeing the future. And sometimes he's right. Like when Aquaman died, or Khal Drogo or whatever. Like I was like, oh, it's like the same hallway. I saw this before. It's about to be the same thing, and Aquaman is gonna die in a big fight. But then later he was seeing in his dreams him like hanging out with the dude that he killed at the very end of the movie. Who's gonna be like his big guide, I thought.
What does that mean?
Unless he like didn't actually die and he's like gonna be brought back to life somehow. I don't know.
I think he figured it out.
Yeah. Or the dreams are just not as reliable as we think they are. I don't know.
Yes, we gotta wait to find out.
Yeah.
Hey, how are the Blues doing this season?
Good question. I don't know.
No.
Probably decently.
They've been doing pretty alright.
Yeah. Got a pretty good team.
I've
not been keeping track of anything.
Me neither, really.
Yeah.
We gotta watch a Blues game sometime. I really like watching them play.
Yeah. Hockey is my favorite sport to watch.
It's fun.
And my brother gave me the login to his ESPN or whatever, so I can watch things live now in my apartment, which is pretty next level. That's always good. But I'll tell you what, last time I invited, I think this was last time, I invited a bunch of people to my apartment. It was after the Ultimate Frisbee and lacrosse game. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not.
No, we played each other. The Frisbee team, the lacrosse team, we played Ultimate Frisbee. And we ended up losing by a point, which was fine. Because it was like the first time most people on the Ultimate team had like ever played against anyone else. What?
That's still just, that sucks.
I'm yeah, sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's like we lost at our own sport, yeah. But it's, you know, it's fine. And so afterwards, the Frisbee team came over to my apartment, and then we invited the lacrosse team to show up a little later. And then once the lacrosse team showed up, we had like a bunch of people there, and then it just like escalated from there. I guess people heard music, people saw people going in and out, and was just like, all right, this is the party apartment to be. So I probably had like 100 people in my apartment.
Oh my goodness.
All kind of packed in there.
Were you still watching the Blues?
No. Oh. No.
I love doing that at party.
Yeah.
Just turning on the TV and yeah. Sitting down. It's the funniest.
I had a good time. It was very much like frat atmosphere.
Yeah.
The
cross guys invited a lot of people, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just like we had music going. There were a bunch of people there, and eventually, someone smacked one of my outlets and it like shattered. So we're dealing with that.
Like outlets, like a yeah, light,
like a wall outlet, like
a wall outlet.
You know,
like that.
Yeah.
How did it shatter?
It just like broke. I don't know. So now we just have like a bit of a hole in our wall.
Why would you smack it? Like
I guess they hit it with their foot. Like it's not like where a foot should be, you know? It's like a good foot and a half, 2 feet off the ground. Like
I don't put my feet there.
You'd have to be up a little bit. I don't know. Also, I don't know if I can say this. Hendrix College does not endorse this, but two people definitely did cocaine in my bathroom.
Is that heard?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know who it was. Didn't recognize them.
It's just a hockey party, dude. Was anyone spitting chiclets?
You know, put it into the five hole upper and over to the left end. Absolute rip ski in the back of the net ski with the lettuce flowing out of the bucket.
What's the St. Louis, the weird St. Louis thing they do?
What?
What's the team that like they threw the fish on the ice? Is that Boston?
I don't know.
Is that the Bruins?
That could be.
There's like a team where like they gotta like stop selling fish for like a weekend, like during like the first game, because like. People just keep buying fish to try and like sneak fish into like the arena and like throw them on the ice.
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah.
Like recently?
Yeah. Well, it's like an old tradition. I think they're still doing it. Oh my God.
That's great.
It might be AHL. That could be crazy. I don't think so.
No one watches the AHL. I don't know. I don't know. We have like a funny dance when it's a power play. We like transform ourselves into a plug, and you got like you plug in, you know, you stick your hands up, and like they're like the prongs of like a plug, so it's like a power play.
Oh, I see, it's very cute. Yeah, it's very cute.
Yeah, 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 and it does like the Street Fighter thing, like and everyone's doing it.
That sounds fun.
Everyone's doing it. It's good.
I just sit and watch hockey alone because no one wants to watch hockey with me.
With a glass of whiskey and a cigar.
Yeah, it's real sad. I wish I could watch the Canadians lose with someone else.
Oh no! If I have people over to watch a hockey game, I will make sure to invite
you
for sure.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Man, I just. I very much enjoyed being the party apartment for that night
really?
Over in Mills. Yeah, I really did.
In Mills?
I had a good time. Yeah, in the corner apartments.
Corner.
But
I was in your apartment. I was there for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think my roommates particularly did. I don't think it was their speed.
C'est la vie.
Just like, hey. If Pope John XII was there,
what would he do?
Sorry. He would have fit right in, you know.
Mm. What if someone had? What if someone got paralyzed at your apartment while in the act of adultery?
That would be quite the happening.
It's a bit of a party foe.
Because I don't think anyone was married there, and adultery is only for marriage, right? Like, it's not adultery if it's just like.
How about a civil union?
That's a good question. I feel like even less so.
I think it still counts for a civil union, like, straight up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what makes up a civil union.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Okay, I see.
Think Google. So I feel like adultery is only a marriage. So anyways, that would have had to have meant that someone got married that night.
Yes.
And then decided to break the vows then and there.
It's a wild night.
Yeah.
That was a Sunday night, right?
No. Oh, no. That was the Friday before Ghost Rest.
I see. Oh yeah. Remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
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 What time is it?
Yeah, we're pretty much done.
We're over,
yeah.
Can I say it?
Yeah, go for it. Make sure you say the last line, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget, you're listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas, every 20 minutes.
Perfect. All right, this has been History Happy Hour. Yeah. I ran into the mic a little bit. I got this just pulled me into it. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Trevor. Did you have fun?
Yeah. I wish I prepared a list.
Yeah, it's all right. This is pretty much how it goes each time.
Cool.
But before we go, I forgot that I do this with every guest. So what I do is I get them to introduce themselves, describe our relationship, and then at the end, give the listeners a piece of advice about anything. Doesn't matter. I do? Yeah, you do.
Oh, wow. How many people are listening
right now? What advice do you have? Good question. We got four still.
Four. One dude from Russia?
There's always a dude from Russia. They're just always listening. I've never seen that off, and I've come in at different points, and it's always there.
Yeah, that's straight up, like,
it's just
surveillance.
Yeah, it's just, there's tuned in.
Okay, what's some good advice?
Yeah. There's also one from Germany. That one's new.
That's
cool.
Let's see. If you go to Walmart and you bring like a reusable bag with you, and you can just like go shopping with the bag and put stuff in your bag, and then when you go to self-checkout, just scan like one thing in the bag and put it back in, and they won't stop you.
Okay. All right. Great. Good advice. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Trevor. This has been History Happy Hour. You know,
thank you.
Shoplift.
Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah.